At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Now joining us on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline, let's talk some Canes, let's talk some Notre Dame, Alex Dono, the great Dono. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location, Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan, toyotaofhollywood.com. Dono is probably responsible for our favorite moment in show history, and several of our favorite moments in show history, and I don't think any
all of them embarrassing.
All of them embarrassing, mostly for me, and none of them even took place on this show.
Suge night. Yeah. Dono, you know Suge?
Oh, yeah. Club Suge.
Hey, Dono, you couldn't have just cut me off before I embarrassed myself with that and the golf update? And the golf update, oh. Dono.
Was it Tringale, Triangle? Oh, man.
Tringali?
Epic. I'm surprised ESPN didn't call you that day to be a new Sports Center anchor. Like, we got Golf Channel. We got to get this guy on for the Tringale updates.
Be on
and be Horschel. No joke, though. Alex Dono, you are the host of the Locked On Canes podcast. Nobody is covering the Miami Hurricanes better right now than Alex Dono. I recommend everybody, if you're not doing so already, go subscribe to the Locked On Canes podcast and obviously follow Dono on Twitter at Alex Dono. And we're lucky to have you, Dono. You're doing the postgame show this season as well, right? For the for the WQM broadcast?
Yeah. So, yeah, we got a night game coming up for the first one. So we'll be up late, probably till, like, I don't know, 1 a.m, something like that.
Yeah.
Hopefully talking about a win. Guys, yes. I got to get my mindset right for this.
Yes. Yeah. That's a cafecito special, Dono. Double espresso shot at around 7
o'clock.
Well,
we had one last year. I did postgame after the Cal game, which was a 10:30 start time. At some point my soul left my body, like, during the postgame show. But I think we were on till like 4 a.m. Yeah. I might have fallen asleep at 2, but the show was on till 4.
So, Dono, you mentioned hopefully a victory. Walk us through, what does a Hurricanes victory look like on Sunday? We know it's a top 10 battle. We know the Hurricanes didn't lose a game at home last season. We know the Hurricanes haven't lost to Notre Dame in Miami going back to, I believe, 1977. What does – and the Hurricanes, I think, are – undefeated in September the last two seasons. Like, what does all that mean for a game like this when you have a team that was in the national championship game? What does a win look like for Miami?
Yeah, I think first things first, have to limit Notre Dame's dynamic rushing attack. Every time, and I listen to what a lot of other people are saying about this game, especially on the Notre Dame side, and for good reason, they can't stop talking about Jeremiah Love and Jadarian Price, which excellent running back duo and a good offensive line at Notre Dame. Now, when Notre Dame went up against top 10 opponents last year, I think they averaged about 70 yards on the ground per contest. So Miami's a top 10 team, so hopefully that holds up this year. But really, Miami's front seven being up to the task. You know, you make an important addition to your linebacker core like Mo Torre from Rutgers, who's a really good run stopper. You know, you've got a younger guy in the interior of your defensive line getting a really big opportunity. Justin Scott, I expect to play a lot this year, a former five-star recruit from a couple of cycles ago. You know, you got players like Reuben Bain and Akeem Mezidor on your defensive line. They have to be up to the task of just not letting Notre Dame run all over you, because that's what they're going to want to do, guys. I mean, the Irish have a first-time starting quarterback, C.J. Carr. He was a great player in high school, I guess, but he's got zero collegiate snaps to this point. So, you know, if you can limit their running game, you try to force C.J. Carr to beat you. That's where hopefully you can get guys like Bain and Mezidor pinning their ears back and making C.J. Carr's life difficult in the backfield. So that's on the defensive side of the football. On offense, I also think Miami needs to definitely establish a running game. You know, you look at Notre Dame's defensive secondary. They've got great corners. They play man coverage. You know, Christian Gray, one of their corners, is probably one of the very best in the country. It's difficult, or it has been difficult, to throw the football against these guys. So obviously Miami, who also has a big physical offensive line, and I like Miami's offensive line a little bit better than Notre Dame's. And you've got a good trio of running backs with Mark Fletcher, Jordan Lyle, and Shamar Brown, who transferred in from North Dakota State. All of those guys are between 205 pounds and 225 pounds. So you've got like those big physical body types to hopefully wear down the defense. And then, you know, you have to hope that Carson Beck can hit some big plays without making any critical mistakes, because, you know, the Irish are a team that has thrived on forcing turnovers and takeaaways defensively. You know, I'm encouraged by how well Beck has done during training camp, and he's built a lot of fast chemistry with his receivers. Like, I think, again, training camp is training camp, though. This is the real thing coming up on Sunday. So you know, you got to hit some plays downfield. You know, we all remember when Notre Dame beat Penn State in the national semifinal game, they didn't allow a single reception by a Penn State wide receiver. That may have been as much of an indictment on Penn State's, you know, receivers as it was the other way around. But it's something that did happen. And last thing I'll note on you know, Miami getting hopefully a victory here. You talk about Carson Beck. I love the fact that he has big time experience in big games. I heard the stat today. This will be the eighth time he goes up against the top 10 team in his career. You know, started the past two seasons at Georgia. He's got a 5-2 record against top 10 teams. I think both of those losses were to Alabama, who's been no slouch, of course. So he's hoping to improve to, I think, 6-2 against top 10 opponents this week. So there's nothing that guy hasn't seen before. We just have to see it all get put together on the field this week.
And Donald, this isn't going to be in my opinion, let me know if I'm wrong, this isn't a dance contest. This is a rugby match. That's what Notre Dame wants to do. They're going to run the ball. They're going to go downhill. To your point, C.J. Carr has no snaps in college. They're not letting him throw the ball 40 times. They are going to test your oil, as we used to say. Should UM play into that? Because, like, you have Beck, where let Beck do what Beck does, but also you don't want to cause those turnovers with a great secondary. Yeah. You know, gambling-wise, I took the under. I don't think it's going to be a 40-30 game. I think it's going to be a 17-13 game. Yeah. But should UM play Notre Dame, almost get in the mud where Notre Dame wants to get in the mud?
You raise a great point. I think probably both teams in the first quarter are going to kind of see how much they get away with on the ground. But with that said, it would not shock me if maybe Miami's first play or within the first couple of plays is a shot downfield, right, to test that Notre Dame secondary. Because like you said, if you turn this into, you know, like a 1950s style 3 yards of the cloud of dust type of game, maybe that does favor Notre Dame. Whereas, you know, Miami's got an experienced quarterback. And a lot of weapons. You know, they're unproven weapons, Crowder, at least unproven in Miami, because you did bring in a guy, C.J. Daniels, who's a six-year senior at receiver, ton of experience. Keelan Marion from BYU's got some experience. Tony Johnson from Cincinnati. But outside of that, you've got, you know, young guys like JoJo Trader, who's heading into his second year, hasn't played a whole lot. Actually, a couple of the best performers for Miami at receiver in camp have been true freshmen at receiver. Malachi Toney, like, I wouldn't surprise me if he starts. I mean, we're not going to know until, like, they kick it off, because Cristobal doesn't mess around with pregame depth charts. We'll find out on Sunday at some point, but he's performed really, really well. So we'll see how much he gets counted on for a big game like this. But I'm with you. I think take some. Miami may be the team more equipped to go downfield in this game. But also, I'm wondering what the weather is going to look like, because, of course, you know, weather in Miami can change hour to hour. I'm looking at like a 70% chance of rain. So I don't know if this is going to be like a mud bowl type of thing. I hope not, but I guess we'll find out a few hours before kickoff.
Speaking to that, and you know, what Crowder's idea of this game is going to look like, we were talking with Joe Z on Monday, and he said, you know, something along the lines of, this is the most Mario team that he's put together since he's been here. He also said he thinks it's Cristobal's most talented roster. We'll find out, right? But when he says Mario's team, I think he's talking about the type of players that Cristobal has been able to put, you know, in uniform, but also develop since he's been here and recruit. Dono, do you feel the same way? Like, the size of the players, the type of guys that Cristobal is getting at Oregon, do you feel like the Canes are closer to being that team than they were maybe last year or two seasons ago?
Yeah, it's not even close. And you can look at the physical size of the players on the back end. You know, you go bring in Xavier Lucas in the transfer portal from Wisconsin. He's, you know, over 6 foot. He's a 215, 220 range. OJ Frederick is 6'1", over 200 pounds. I think every single defensive back on Miami's roster, except for one guy, is 6 foot tall or larger. And then, of course, line of scrimmage speaks for itself. I mean, this is probably the best offensive line Miami's had. They've had some good ones over the last couple of years. I mean, everyone knows about the right side. I mean, CeCe Mauinoa is probably going to be a first-round draft pick. Nez Cooper at right guard has been really stellar. But you know, the left tackle, who's, you know, a couple of years ago was a JUCO transfer, but Markel Bell has worked his butt off to be. Cristobal told me he's the most improved player on the roster since last year, and the guy's 6'9", 340. So, I mean, if you just look at the body types that they have in there, you're 100% right, and Joe Z was spot on. Like, this is the most Mario Cristobal roster that Mario Cristobal has had. And another thing, I mentioned the running backs all being over 200 pounds. Like, you notice over the last couple of years, you know, Miami's had a couple of smaller running backs on the depth chart, and it just hasn't worked, right? Where, you know, so you look at a guy like Breshard Smith, who was actually a Miami slot receiver a couple of years ago, but he transfers to SMU. He's like 175, 180 pounds. He had a really good year at running back, but like, that works in SMU's offense, doesn't work in Miami's offense. Like, Miami had Chris Johnson, who was a smaller running back. He transferred to SMU. He's going to be this year. We'll see how he does, but that's not like a Miami type of back, like the Mario Cristobal type of back, or, you know, their smallest running back is Jordan Lyle at 205 pounds. Their other guys are in the 215 to 225 range. So it's definitely the most Cristobal of rosters that he has had. And I'm cool with that, because, yeah, I mean, bigger, stronger players tend to push the smaller guys around. But I also like the idea of the head coach, after, you know, three full recruiting cycles and three plus transfer portals, finally having the roster that, like, really seems to fit the style of football he wants to play. So I think that opens up a lot of possibilities for Miami.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast.
With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
And Donald, something else I asked Joe Z, which great point. He was like, if they win, they jump in the top five. If they lose, they're in the 20s. Like, it's some reason UM is just going to – it's their extremes when the voters come up.
Yeah.
What does it mean, this litmus test? Because my thing is I really believe it's going to be a field goal late either way. If UM is what UM is supposed to be, you know, I'm friends with Marcus Freeman.
Yeah, Dono, he's wearing a Notre Dame t-shirt.
Like, I'm friends with Marcus Freeman, Dono. Come on. I was just in South Bend, you know, they gave me a swag bag and everything. Dono's upset with me. But no,
a little bit, yeah.
But Dono, the litmus test of this, like, I don't think it's going to be an ass kicking either way. But if they can beat Notre Dame, what happens if they beat Notre Dame? And what if Notre Dame ekes out something late? Does it show you anything about this team?
I mean, I would objectively say that if Miami is super competitive with a team that came in second place last year, I could probably look at that and say, like, look how far this roster has come in the past 4 or 5 years, right? Because I can remember – you know, I guess it was during the Manny Diaz era when Miami opened up a season against Alabama 1 year, and it was a bloodbath. Like, it was like, hey, we just don't have the same sort of athletes that they have. So yeah, I see what you're saying. At the same time, I think that there's enough justified hype in this roster that I think that for most Miami fans, even if you lose the game by a point, I think there would be a big sense of disappointment. Like, I don't think fans would come away from it like looking for any sort of a moral victory. And also, there's this long-standing hatred for Notre Dame. I mean, the real ones, you know, the older Miami fans. I'm getting up into that group now. Maybe the 25-year-olds don't remember the hatred for Notre Dame, but the older ones do. That's why they're all very angry at Crowder's t-shirt today. Yeah, as they should be.
Yep.
But you know, and listen, bottom line, if you do lose this game, and I do not want that to happen, but you still got everything in front of you in terms of, you know, if you win the ACC, they're not going to deny you of a college football playoff spot. You still want to beat Florida, who's on the schedule. But I get it. Like, if Miami is competitive in this game, you can say, look how far this team has come, that you can play like that against, you know, top five or top six technically team in the country and a runner up from last year. But I think they've raised the standard so much in terms of the talent level. I do get like a win or bust type feel to this in a certain point of view.
Even just getting to the ACC championship, not that it guarantees you a spot in the top 12, but if you're in the ACC championship, you probably have 9-10 wins under your belt. You know, there's a good chance you're in there. You know, Hard Rock Stadium is going to be rocking for the game, Dono. And again, you can listen to Alex Dono after the game, after Joe Zagacki and Don Bailey Jr., the Canes post-game show right here on 104.3 WQAM, Miami sports leader. Dono, no Aperol Spritz talk today because Hawk had to jet a little early, but here's my tip to probably the most Italian person I know, a true Italiano, the Publix tiramisu.
Ooh, I don't know if I've had that one.
The Publix tiramisu, Dono, I think.
It's better than Italy?
I'm not kidding. Better than anything I had at the Piazza Navona, at the Piazza Michelangelo, better than anything I had near the Colosseum. I am telling you that the tiramisu at Publix might be the greatest dessert I have ever had in my entire life.
Dono,
I am not
kidding. What did he just say, Dono?
Tiramisu.
That's how it's supposed to be said?
Of course. Yeah. You just have no culture, Crowder.
Tiramisu.
Tiramisu. Yeah.
Tiramisu. Y'all are crazy.
So you're I'll trust you on this because the last time I got Italian food advice on this show wasn't from Solana, but Hawk basically told me the tour of Italy at Olive Garden is better than anything you'll find. And I disagree. I had it a couple weeks ago. Bang average. So I'm going to trust Solana on this.
Go to Publix, Dono. It's like $3.99 and it comes in. It's not like a small dessert. It's a big dessert. It comes in like a big little like plastic thing. And just eat it right out of there. Dono, I am telling you, the best dessert, the tiramisu, is the best dessert I have ever had. And I'm a big, you know, we've talked about this. The key lime pie, the key lime pie from Publix, I maintain is the best key lime pie in Florida. Oh. By far better than the Keys. Miss me with those lime green buildings. The Publix tiramisu, Dono.
You're welcome. I'm gonna try it. I'll try it as soon as this weekend, if not tonight.
Okay. Can't wait. Can't wait for your review on Twitter. Alex Dono, best in the business covering the Canes. Dono, we love you, man. Seriously. Follow all his work on Locked On Canes and hopefully get a dub this weekend, man.
I love you guys, but I was mainly here to see Jimmy. So thanks, Jimmy.
Appreciate you, Dono.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.